It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Happy New Year, everyone. During the month of January, the Making Democracy Work program will focus on topics related to the legislative process. The state legislature will begin their new session in just a few days, and over the course of January, we're going to be talking with both former and current state representatives to get their perspective on just how the legislative process works. We're going to start today by doing a recap of the November election. Our guest today is Shane Scholler, who is the Greene County clerk, who just survived the recent election. I guess you've survived.
I have survived. That's right, Leslie.
Well, let's jump right in. Tell us about the November election. There was a lot going on, a lot of voters, obviously, a lot of publicity. Give us a recap on how it went.
Well, in terms of voters turning out, it was a really strong turnout. We had almost a 70% turnout, 69.27. So we were pleased with that. And really, in the past 2 years that I've been county clerk, it was the smoothest election in terms of the least amount of problems on election day. And we give part of that credit to our new voter check-in system, the poll pad system. And we have found that has worked extremely well in terms of streamlining that check-in process. But we were pleased overall with what happened on election day.
Well, there was certainly a lot of publicity locally about the issue or your decision to use armed sheriff's deputies at some selected polling places. Tell us about the reasoning behind that, what it was, you know, the experience it was based on, and why you arrived at that decision.
As many folks know in the audience, there's a lot of emotions that come along with elections, and we had seen that throughout the election this year. And of course, you know, watching a lot of the news media reports in terms of what had happened at political rallies, and unfortunately some incidents that happened at some of our party headquarters and local areas, not necessarily here in Greene County, but across the country. We wanted to be ready in case there were any issues that occurred on the day of the election. And throughout this year, we've had to address situations with petitioners who are not abiding by the rules of the state in terms of how you conduct yourself outside of a polling location. And it also happens with people who are there to campaign on behalf of a candidate. And so I had approached Sheriff Jim Arnott and asked him if there's a way that we could work with the deputy sheriffs. And they were actually election workers that day. They were there in a technical capacity to help anyone who used our touchscreen or audio voting equipment. So they just weren't there in the capacity of a deputy sheriff. And so there was concern raised that if they were in uniform, that could intimidate some voters. And I thought that that was a valid concern. And so I approached Sheriff Arnott, and he agreed that plain clothes would be fine. Because at the end of the day, what we wanted to ensure is that the voters have a smooth voting experience. And anytime you have a disruption, which has happened throughout the past couple of years of being county clerk, that takes time away from the election judges checking in voters. And so we have what I believe is an extremely well-gifted sheriff's department here in terms of their deputies and how they're trained to handle situations in order to not let them escalate. And so they could address those situations there because they were not there as a Republican or Democrat. They were only there to help a person needing that touchscreen audio voting equipment. And so at the end of the day, we could continue to check in voters and no one could be discouraged. And we had had a number of not only voters but election judges that had contacted me concerned about what we were doing to prepare to make sure voters were safe that day. And I think we met that balance.
There were some concerns also brought up about some voter registrations not being turned in from some of the contracted license bureau locations. I know some people went to register or thought they registered at the DMV and went to vote that day and were turned away. What happened in those instances and what control do you as a county clerk have over that?
Well, that has been a common issue throughout elections. I reached out to Secretary of State's office, said, would you please contact the Department of Revenue, who contracts with our local license offices, and ask them to get those new voter registrations turned in as quickly as possible. Clearly, that doesn't happen all the time. That's why we have the provisional voting process. So when a person says, I did register, they're to be handed a provisional ballot so that voter can vote. And so that's the way we try to address it when that does not happen.
One of the big issues on the ballot this year was Amendment 6, which is the voter photo ID issue, and that passed by a large majority with the voters in the November election. There's still a lot of uncertainty on how that's going to unfold, and there's a lot of opinions both ways on how that's going to actually be implemented. How do you see that? Do you think it's going to go, the issue's going to go before the courts, or how will the legislature move forward with implementation on that?
I anticipate that it will go before the courts just based upon what we've seen in other states. It's not to be implemented until June, and mandate, it can only be implemented if the legislature fully funds it, so that anyone who would not have the means available to be able to get an ID on their own, that will be provided for. So if they go to the DMV and they say they don't have those means, they can then go ahead and do that by the appropriation of the legislature. If the legislature does not make that appropriation, it does not get implemented until they do. So there are a lot of unknowns. I've already spoken to our Secretary of State-elect, Jay Ashcroft, with other county clerks, and so we're already trying to work together to make sure that we are ready for implementation once we're aware that it happens. So there's a lot of unknowns, and I want to be part of that conversation because we want to protect voter access and make sure every voter who's eligible to vote has that opportunity to vote. And so those details matter.
So if the legislature does appropriate the funding, what would be the first election that a photo ID would be required?
If they appropriate it, it would be the August election of 2017,
okay.
Ideally.
All right. So. Your office did a lot this year to promote what you called Prep for the Polls. That
yes.
was an online effort to really reach out to voters and all, part of a voter education campaign. Were you able to track that, or do you think it was beneficial to voters, or what kind of feedback did you get on that?
You know, I was speaking with one of the individuals who answers phones in the office on the day of the election, and they said that Prep for the Poll campaign made a big difference. We saw it in terms of the voters. As I mentioned earlier, it's one of the smoothest elections we've had. That voter education made a big difference, and also give credit to our local media as well as yourself, allowing us to be part of this program before the election. All of that dissemination of information so that voters know what ID they need to have, if they've changed addresses, all the things that matter to make sure they're ready for the day of the election. The Prep for the Polls, as well as the local media and programs like this, they made the difference. And so I'm grateful for all of those opportunities that we had to make sure we were ready on election day. And our election judges saw that as well, too.
Well, there's no time to rest. It's time to get ready for the April municipal election. So you're probably already switching gears and starting to work towards that. What are there any new things that you'll be prepping for the April municipal election?
Well, currently right now, we are still taking all of the information received on the day of the election in November in terms of we update voter history, in terms of voters having moved, any new registrations. And so right now, we are still taking that because we have about 7,500 changes that just came from the November election. So we're working on getting all that updated so we're ready for April, as well as we've begun to reach out to our polling locations to make sure they know to anticipate April 4th will be the date of the 2017 municipal elections. And then we're just doing other things like that in terms of even reaching out to our election judges to make sure they're ready too.
And will you be continuing to do Prep for the Polls for the April election?
Yes, we want to continue to do that. Good. And make sure voters are prepared as possible.
Well, thank you very much, Shane. Our guest today has been Shane Scholler, Greene County Clerk. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.